Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Monday, March 4th, and we start with local news. Construction is underway in downtown Columbia, which is set to bring multiple projects to life along the East 6th Street, including downtown's first high-rise apartment complex, The Drake. Anyone who has walked or driven along East 6th Street near the Woodland Street intersection might have noticed construction crews taking residence over the last few weeks. And while construction might create some inconvenience, the combined finished projects aim to add another layer to downtown's growing tapestry of businesses, modern residential options, and historic preservation. The Drake will offer 293 rooms, a non-public parking garage, ground-level retail space, a courtyard, and other amenities. Franklin-based Bristol Development is overseeing the project, which is estimated to be completed in early 2026. They have closed on their property and submitted all of their building and construction plans to our development services staff, who are reviewing all of that now. But we went ahead and gave them the demo permit to begin site prep and demolition, City Manager Tony Massey said. They didn't waste any time at all getting all of that stuff knocked down and gone, he said. Adjacent to the apartment project, construction to expand the Maury County Archives has been underway for the past 6 months, which should be near completion by the end of this September. The Archives expansion will add an additional 18,500 square feet to its current 8,500 square foot facility, which will create much needed space to preserve and make accessible the historic documents of Maury County. Down one block at East 6th Street in North Main, two more projects, including new restaurants and a butcher shop, are being constructed, adding to the changing landscape. There are also plans to construct a museum dedicated to the city's automotive history, though City Manager Massey said details of that project are limited at this time. I don't know much about that, but it's going to be next to where the downtown apartments are going, Massey said. There's a lot of synergy going on downtown right now, he said. The Drake apartments will consist of four stories with an additional lower level serving as a basement, with units ranging from one, two, and three bedrooms. In addition to its private parking garage, other Drake amenities will consist of a courtyard area with a pool, dog park, and pet spa, a bike lounge, fitness center, as well as a music and podcast studio. There are also plans to open retail space at the facility's frontage onto Woodland Street. It's pretty much got all the bells and whistles that a modern apartment community can have, Bristol Principal Charles Carlisle said. There are a lot of people that love these little urban areas, and so we always want to attract people that could have bought a home but want to live in a downtown area, having all the amenities without having to maintain their own space. That's the target market that we are aiming for, he said. The Drake will also provide what's called a co-working space, which is a gathering spot set up like a coffee shop or meetings and networking. It feels and looks like a coffee shop with drinks and coffee available to residents 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Carlisle said. There will be tables and chairs and little offices set up where people can come down and either be by themselves or maybe have a small meeting down there. That's a big deal today with a lot of people working from home, he said. Carlisle said what attracted his company to build in Columbia was the thriving atmosphere of growth, small businesses, and retail, as well as its integrity in maintaining its history, and why his company hopes to bring a new and exciting chapter to downtown Columbia's continued growth. It's about keeping the trend of revitalization in the downtown, and I think this will really enhance that because people living downtown is a really important thing to have, Carlisle said. It's really exciting to see. On Friday, the shops at Trotwood Square opened for business. Front Porch Radio's Del Kennedy attended the grand opening and spoke to the proprietors of the three new businesses.
This is Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This afternoon, I am in downtown Columbia, Tennessee. I'm at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for the shops at Trotwood Square. They're having a big time. We've just cut the ribbon. I'm speaking with Fran, Laurie, and Sheila. And the shops at Trotwood Square are actually three different businesses hired under one roof. And I'm looking around and I'm seeing dresses, I'm seeing signs, I'm seeing Western wear for women, I'm seeing all sorts of cool stuff. So let's start with Sheila. Tell me about your business here at the shops at Trotwood Square.
We are more than just wood. We make custom signs out of cowhide, barn wood. We paint, have rethunk junk paint that we sell. We have painting classes and painting furniture classes.
Wow, cool. And I'm seeing a lot of good cool signs and woodwork and things all around in here. Laurie, tell me about your business.
I am Three Rustic Souls Boutique. I have infant clothing all the way up through ladies 3X. Have bags, accessories, jewelry, a little home decor, a little bit of everything.
Wow, neat. And Fran, tell me about your business.
My name's Fran Mabry, and I own B-Square Boutique 931, and I have a Western boutique. We have mostly women's things. We have everything from clothing, small to 3X, jewelry, shoes, boots, a little bit of everything.
And I'm looking around, and that's certainly true, and it looks like a lot of stuff that a lot of people would be very interested to see and to have. Now, somebody talk about your days and hours.
We are open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 10 to 3.
Okay, and you're right here across from Columbia Academy on Trotwood Avenue. And I understand you have a Facebook page called The Shops at Trotwood Square, correct?
Correct.
And so you can find information about all three businesses that are all housed right here in this one place at the Facebook page for The Shops at Trotwood Square. Ladies, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, again, Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for The Shops at Trotwood Square right here in downtown Columbia, Tennessee.
Dr. Michael Blanco has joined Murray Regional Medical Group Mid-South Gastroenterology. Dr. Blanco will initially see patients at the Columbia location before transitioning full-time to the practice's new Spring Hill location in May. In addition to upper endoscopy, colonoscopy, and sigmoidoscopy, Dr. Blanco performs hemorrhoidal banding, endoscopic mucosal resection, variceal banding, and Botox injection for esophageal motility disorders. He will perform procedures at Spring Hill Surgery Center, Murray Regional Medical Center, and Murray Regional Mid-South Endoscopy Center. Dr. Blanco brings a wealth of knowledge and has practiced gastroenterology for the past 4 years. He received his medical degree from Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Science in Buffalo, New York. Dr. Blanco completed his residency at McGaw Medical Center of Northwestern University in Chicago and a fellowship at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. He's board certified in internal medicine and gastroenterology. In addition, Dr. Blanco is associated with several medical societies, including the American Gastroenterological Association, American Society for Gastrointestinal Endoscopy, the American College of Gastroenterology, and National Hispanic Medical Association. He is fluent in English and Spanish, has published research in peer-reviewed journals, and has conducted numerous clinical presentations. In addition to Dr. Blanco, providers at Murray Regional Medical Group Mid-South Gastroenterology include Drs. Amit Choksi, Dayakar Malapeti, Robert W. McClure, Srikar Reddy, and nurse practitioner Timothy Dickey, who were formerly Mid-South Gastroenterology Associates prior to joining Murray Regional Medical Group on January 1st. The Columbia office is in the Murray Regional Medical Office Building, Suite 501, located at 1222 Trotwood Avenue in Columbia. The Spring Hill office will be located at 1003 Reserve Boulevard, Suite 220 in Spring Hill. Office hours are Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Friday from 8 a.m. until noon. A physician's order is required to make an appointment. For a complete list of services and more information, call 931-388-8302 or visit www.murrayregional.com/gastroenterology. A new dance studio opened in Spring Hill last week. WKOM WKRM's Del Kennedy stopped by the ribbon cutting and spoke to Savannah Livy to learn more about Star Dancer Studio.
This is Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. This afternoon, I am in Spring Hill, Tennessee. I am at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Star Dancer Studio. I am speaking with Savannah Libby, the proprietress. How are you doing, Savannah?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
Tell me what Star Dancer Studio is all about.
We're a family-owned dance studio. I am the third-generation dance teacher in my family. My grandmother opened up our original studio in 1952, so we really pride ourselves on building like passion and confidence through dance, and that's kind of our main mission here.
Oh, wow. I'm looking around. It's spacious, airy. There are mirrors and, of course, bars on the wall for the dancers to hold and do what they do. It's great. You've got space. You've got light. You've got a lot of fun things going on here. Now, who would be interested in sending their daughters to Star Dancer Studios?
Yeah, so we take ages 18 months and up, every level. We do tap, jazz, acrobatics, ballet, hip-hop. We teach all sorts of technique. We do palm, and, yeah, we just teach an array of different styles of dance.
Oh, really cool. Now, I take it as mostly girls, right?
I would say it's mostly girls, yeah. I do have a lot of more boys, I would say, interested in our hip-hop program, but for the majority of our students, it is girls.
All right. For more information, if someone would like to attend and take classes at Star Dancer Studios, or if they're interested in enrolling their son or daughter, where do they go to get information to make that happen?
Yeah, we always offer a free trial lesson in any class, so they can contact us by phone. I can do a call or a text message at 615-540-6234.
One more time.
615-540-6234. And then we also have our website, which is stardancerstudiotn.com. And we're very active on our social medias, so you can find us at Star Dancer Studio on Instagram, Facebook, any of that.
Cool. Again, Delt Kennedy Front Porch Radio at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Star Dancer Studio here in Spring Hill. I've been speaking with Savannah Libby, who is the proprietress. Savannah, congratulations one more time. Third generation. That's really cool.
It is. Thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
Thank you.
The Spring Hill Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce Innovation Lives Here, a thought leader speaker series for Middle Tennessee. Inspired by the globally acclaimed TED Talks, the series will commence with its first event on March 20th, followed by additional events on July 24th and October 16th, each running from 10 a.m. till noon at Thompson Station Church, located at 2604 Thompson Station Road East in Thompson Station. The first event within the series on March 20th will feature distinguished speakers, including Yesenia Sevilla, Director of Strategic Engagement and Ecosystem Development with the Wondery at Vanderbilt University, Dr. Joyce Thompson-Heems, Dean of the Jennings A. Jones College of Business at Middle Tennessee State University, and John Warner, notable lighting innovator and business owner of J Squared Systems. The Spring Hill Chamber witnesses examples of extraordinary innovation in our area every day, said Executive Director Rebecca Melton. We are thrilled to unveil an event that not only embodies our spirit of innovation, but will also inspire the entire Middle Tennessee community. Because this series will cover a wide range of topics across technology, education, healthcare, arts, and business, we encourage all professionals, entrepreneurs, and innovation enthusiasts to join us as we explore transformative ideas that will shape our future, she said. For event and registration information, visit www.springhillchamber.com/news. This speaker series is presented by Premier Design Build of Spring Hill. Join the Kids Place Child Advocacy Center for the 5th Annual Kids Place Shine Gala, a roaring 20s ball inspired by The Great Gatsby. This year's theme, Together We Shine, celebrates the shared commitment to the work done at Kids Place and the successes they have achieved. They are excited to present an exceptional program that promises to be both engaging and entertaining. Get ready to bring your glam game. The dress code is semi-formal with a touch of 20s Gatsby style. The talented chefs at Keystone Resort will be whipping up light hors d'oeuvres during cocktail hour beginning at 6 p.m. For dinner, savor the deliciousness of filet medallions and coconut shrimp with a side of roasted potatoes and fresh asparagus. And for the grand finale, choose between a berry or turtle cheesecake that will make your taste buds dance. All proceeds raised from this event will go towards the continued training and services the Kids Place provides. Their free services include forensic interviews, trauma-focused therapy, family advocacy, and preventative education and community awareness. There will be live music, a local speaker, and they look forward to sharing how they are growing. You will also get to hear about how you can help in the fight against child abuse. If you sign up as a monthly donor from the donate page at www.kpcac.org before the gala, you can help Kids Place reach their goal for the evening. If you can't attend, that's okay. You can still shine. You can become a monthly help, hope, or healing partner, or make a one-time donation of $250, $500, or $1,000. The event will take place at 6 p.m. on March 22nd at the Keystone Resort located at 150 Clubhouse Drive in Loretto, Tennessee. Reserve your seat now at Duck River Electric's free home energy workshop. The home energy workshop will be held in Murray County on Tuesday, March 12th at 6 p.m. at the Duck River office located at 798 New Lewisburg Highway in Columbia. Duck River Electric's residential energy advisor shares advice for improving the energy efficiency of your home, and you'll learn about the programs, services, and rebates available to assist with energy efficiency improvements. The workshop includes a light supper, plus each participating household will receive a free energy-saving starter kit. Due to limited space, reserve your seat today. Call Duck River Electric at 931-680-5880 or sign up online at www.dremc.com/workshop. The Murray County Historical Society has been granted permission by the Murray County Commission to place a time capsule in the new Murray County Justice Center, currently under construction. A selection committee has been created and is ready to receive items. If you have something small and Murray County related you would like to donate, contact Eric Previti at 931-626-9878, or you can email him at epreviti, that's E-P-R-E-V-I-T-I, at iCloud.com. For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of a rain shower. The high will be 75 degrees with winds out of the south-southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect mostly cloudy skies with some showers late. The low will be 58 degrees with winds out of the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. There's a 50% chance of overnight rain. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer, and why the way you feel has always been so important to Susie and Tony Sowell.
When people come here, I hope they feel like they're working with a person who's just like family. And by the time they leave here, I hope they feel like they're a part of our family.
What I like most is when a family is leaving, they can say thanks. You made something we thought would be hard easier than we thought it would be. Not that we made it easy, we made it easier.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009. Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Bank with First Farmers, and you can bank with confidence. With personalized solutions, dedicated experts, and over a century of experience, First Farmers lets you feel secure and empowered in your financial choices. This is Felicia Brown with First Farmers, and I would like to remind you that no matter your goals, First Farmers is here for you. Visit myfirstfarmers.com or call 1-800-882-8378 to switch to First Farmers today. Member FDIC.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Your home is your biggest investment. Getting the most for it when it comes time to sell is important. At The Way Realty, we help you get more by providing all our clients with a full-service real estate company. At no extra cost to you, we help you prepare your house to look its best with home staging, landscaping, professional pictures, marketing on all the major websites, touch-up repairs, and home inspection repairs up to $700. Get more with The Way Realty by reaching out to us to see what we can do for you and to find out the market value of your home. Visit us today at thewayrealtytn.com. Call us at 931-580-4669 or stop by our showroom at 800 Hatcher Lane, Columbia, Tennessee.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. This program is sponsored in part by George Vrilis and the great team at The Way Realty. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Tennessee will deploy two waves of National Guard troops to the border through the spring as Republican governors across the country continue to back Texas in its ongoing feud with federal authorities over immigration enforcement. Governor Bill Lee and First Lady Maria Lee met with deploying National Guard members in Millington, Tennessee on Saturday, weeks after the governor traveled to the border and pledged to support Texas Governor Greg Abbott with an escalating and increasingly politicized border crisis. Governor Abbott has made the decision to utilize Texas's resources to secure that border and to keep that traffic from coming into his state, Governor Lee said. But it's an overwhelming task, and he asked governors to join him because each one of us recognizes that, he said. The Texas National Guard earlier this year seized control of a popular border crossing in Eagle Pass, and Texas began blocking federal immigration officials and Border Patrol agents from the area. The U.S. Supreme Court later ruled the state could not block federal access, upholding longstanding precedent that the federal government, not states, control border enforcement. Tennessee National Guard Major General Warner Ross would not comment specifically on where Tennessee's contingent will be sent. Tennessee deployed 125 soldiers last year in McAllen, Texas. The new deployment consists of about 50 soldiers, authorities said Saturday, deployed through March, with another wave replacing them later in the spring.
The governor and first lady traveled to West Tennessee on Saturday to meet with the deploying Guard members ahead of their deployment. Governor Lee said, "Most of America has come to realize the ongoing border issues are a true crisis for our country." The governor on Saturday cited concerns with human and drug trafficking in unauthorized border crossings. "You realize what is happening and what has been happening here has to change," Governor Lee told the Guard members. "You are part of that change," he said. A recent Gallup poll shows Americans believe immigration is the top issue facing the United States, the first time the issue has topped the list since 2018. The border is clearly emerging as a defining topic of the 2024 presidential elections, as President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump each made a stop at the Texas border last Thursday. Republicans have accused President Biden of reversing former President Trump-era policies that stemmed the flow of border crossings, though USA Today reports the number of migrants arriving at the U.S. border more than doubled during the Trump administration by 2019 after a brief dip in 2017. Migration did fall significantly in 2020, largely driven by the COVID-19 pandemic that led to widespread travel restrictions across the world. Border encounters have risen during the Biden administration as pandemic restrictions have rescinded. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported 1.7 million migrant encounters at the southwest border in fiscal year 2021, 2.4 million in fiscal 2022, and an additional 2.5 million in fiscal 2023. Meanwhile, Republicans last month torpedoed a bipartisan U.S. Senate border security package, which included more conservative border policies initially backed by both Democrats and the GOP, after former President Trump whipped opposition to the bill. In Texas, Governor Abbott has characterized the border issue as an invasion in legal filings in the effort to assert state sovereignty over federal immigration authority. Texas has argued it has a right to supersede federal law to act on immigration as the state sees fit. A federal judge this week ruled otherwise, temporarily blocking a Texas law to expand state immigration enforcement powers. U.S. District Judge David Allen Ezra wrote immigration surges do not constitute an invasion, nor is Texas engaging in a war. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Don't let pain keep you out of the game. Murray Regional Physical Therapy's experienced team of therapists can help you recover from surgery, injury, or illness by designing a plan that meets your unique needs. We utilize state-of-the-art equipment and proven techniques to help you get back to doing the things you love. Schedule a consultation at any of our convenient Southern Middle Tennessee locations by calling 931-380-4014. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. The Grand Ole Opry is set to mark Women's History Month, spotlighting the female trailblazers, legends, and women of country music who have contributed some of the biggest songs and most memorable moments in the history of country music and the Opry. Among female artists scheduled to appear on the Opry during the month are Lauren Elena, Crystal Gayle, Chapel Hart, Mickey Guyton, Kathy Mattea, Ashley McBride, Lori Morgan, Angelique Johnson Reyes, Jeannie Seely, Connie Smith, and more. Tickets for Opry shows and backstage tours, including the special Women of Country backstage tour, are on sale now by calling 615-871-OPRY or by visiting www.opry.com. www.hunterkerry.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting WKOM WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting frontporchradiotn.com. I'll be back on tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.